So, Lord, we are thankful again for your kindness to us, for your goodness, and we thank you for the privilege of considering your word today.
主啊，我们再次为您的慈爱和您的良善呢，向上感恩。我们也当我们呢，打开您的话的时候呢，也感谢您的良善。Help
us to understand it, Lord. Help us to explain it. Help us to live it.
主啊，求您帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去把它活出来。And
we thank you for your kindness. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢您的慈爱，我们来感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, again, welcome to all of you, and especially welcome to John today.
所以呢，再一次呢，欢迎所有的人，特别的呢，也欢迎呢蔡永生。If
you were noticing the screen, you may have noticed a very brief picture of John, and he's outside with his parka on. And he's probably shivering, but anyway, he wants to be with us. Praise the Lord.
如果你呢，刚才那个John呢，他稍微出现了一下，如果你注意到他的那个画面呢，他是在外面，外面他可能仍然是在转那个车，所以呢，我们非常高兴他加入我们。So
again, welcome to all, especially to John.
所以呢，我们欢迎所有人，特别欢迎蔡永生。
So we've been studying in the book of 2 Corinthians. And it's interesting, in this book we get glimpses, we get pictures of situations that you don't get in other books.
其实这个非常有意思，正是我们在这本书里呢，得到了一些一瞥，或者说一个画面呢，你在其他的书信里是读不到的。In
particular, we get an insight into the character of the Apostle Paul.
所以呢，特别的呢，是我们能够了解那个使徒保罗的那个品格的内在的东西。And
in particular, I think we do. We get to see him in his extremities, I believe, in order that we might realize what a true man of God does and how he lives.
所以呢，这个呢，我们就是说呢，也可以呢，看到他的一些极端的一面。这样呢，我们就是可以呢，知道这个呢，属神的这样的一个人呢，他是怎么样子的一个人，他是怎么样去生活的。I
think some of us might be persuaded to brag a little if we didn't realize how unworthy we are to brag in the light of the life that the apostle lived.
所以呢，我认为呢，我们中间有些人呢，可能我们会自己呢稍微的要吹嘘一下自己，就是说，当我们没有意识到那个使徒保罗他活出的那样的一个人生的时候呢，我们可能觉得呢，我们可以值得吹，实际上我们是不值得。
It is true, isn't it, that we have a tendency to brag about things when we compare ourselves to others.
其实这个也是个事实，当我们呢，有这样的意愿去推出自己，当我们和别人做比较的时候。
And I, periodically I laugh when I think about myself and my ability to lift weights.
所以呢，经常呢，我有时候呢会笑自己。当然，当我考虑到我的那个就是举重的那个能力的时候，
If I think hard enough and work at it, I could lift 10 pounds of potatoes.
所以呢，如果我极其的努力，我能够用最大力气，我可以举起10磅的土豆。
But I probably told you that on one very strange occasion in my life, I had the privilege of riding in the car with the strongest man in the world.
所以呢，我大概跟大家讲过一次这样的故事，就是有一次呢，我有幸和一个世界上最强壮的一个人坐在一辆车里。He
had just won the world championship, I'm not sure for weightlifting or some such thing, but anyway, he was a huge man and for some reason, we both got into the car. I don't know if I gave him a ride or he gave me a ride or what it was, but we were both in the car together.
所以呢，就是说呢，出于什么原因呢？我认为他呢，可能是赢得过世界锦标赛、举重锦标赛的冠军，或者是其他的一些比赛的冠军。但是呢，我不知道是他带我在他车里，还是我带他在我的车里。所以这个呢，但是我们出于是某种原因，我们两个坐在同一辆车里。
And I started comparing myself in my mind.To his ability to lift things and my ability to lift things.
你在我大脑里开始呢，去比较他那个举重的能力和我举重的能力。
And I thought to myself, he would probably have less trouble lifting me than I would lifting 10 pounds of potatoes.
所以呢，我认为呢，他可能把我举起来呢，都不一定有我就是说举起十磅的那么难。
So I said, Harold, just remember, never brag about your strength. You've seen this man, and he's so much stronger than you. He's in a totally different league. Don't you brag about your strength.
所以呢，我跟自己说 ，Harry 呢，不要吹嘘你自己的这样的一个能力。所以这样的一个人呢，坐在你旁边，他的能力呢，远远超过你可以吹嘘的那样的能力的之上。这样的一个人呢，他有如此大的一个能力。
And so, as we look today a little bit more about the private life of Paul, we'll just keep on praying.That the Lord will not only strengthen us to do what we should do, but keep us humble as we will be when we look at his life.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说，当我们看到呢这个伟大的使徒保罗他的私人的生活的时候呢，我们就要祷告主的祷告让主呢，就是说呢，让我们呢，就是要不断的是说要去在我们生活中要去在这样的像他那样去学习，而且要我们谦卑，而且就是说呢，不要太多的吹嘘自己。
So we got down in our studies to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we got down to verse 18, last time we were together.
上次我们在一起的时候呢，我们在读到了哥林多后书的第十章的第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18.
所以呢，哥林多后书第十章的第十八节。
And a very good summary verse says, not he who commends himself is approved, but he whom the Lord commends.
这个呢是很好的一个结论，但是因为蒙悦纳的不是自我推荐的，而是那被主推荐的。
I could say I'm a pretty good guy.
我可以说我是一个很好的人。
But if the Lord didn't agree, that would be terrible.
所以呢，如果主不同意我的说法呢，那就是太严重了。
So Paul said, I'm not going to commend myself. I'm not going to brag. I'm going to let the Lord commend me.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我不会那个表扬自己，我也不会说去吹，我要让主来表扬我。
But then in verse 1 of chapter 11, he says, Oh, that you would bear with me a little.In my folly, and indeed, you do bear with me.
在第十一章的第一节说，但愿你们容忍我这一点愚妄，真的要容忍我。
So he says, it's foolish of me to tell you about myself, yet, I'm going to do it in order that you will see the reality of my life.
所以他说呢，如果说呢，我跟你讲一点点我的愚妄，那这个呢，但是呢，这是比较愚蠢的。但是我还是要跟你们讲一些呢，这样呢，你们就知道我的人生的真实的情况。
He says for verse 2, I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
第二节说呢，我为你们起的嫉妒，原是神那样的嫉妒，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
So he's saying to them, I'm jealous for you. I want you to follow Jesus. I don't want you to follow the false teachers.
所以他说我比较嫉妒你们，我要你们呢，就是说呢，跟随的主耶稣基督，不要跟随那些假教师。
So he says, verse 3, I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
第三节说呢，但我只怕你们的心被败坏，失去了那在基督里的端纯，就像蛇用他的诡计引诱了夏娃一样。
He says, there are many false teachers out there, and they will try to turn you away from the simple truth of the Lord.
所以呢，他说那里有很多的假教师，假教师呢，他们试图呢把你们引离那个主耶稣基督的简单的真理。
People say to me, there's all kinds of Christians there. What about this church? What about that church? What about the other church?
所以他实际上说呢，这里有很多的基督徒在那里，那么这个教会会怎么样呢？那个教会会怎么样呢？
What a tragedy. The truth is that there are many perversions of the truth in the world today.
所以呢，这是一个多么的大的一个悲剧呢？在这个世界上呢，其实有很多那些假的真理在那里。
And the same subtlety that the devil used in the Garden of Eden with Eve, he will be using with you and me, and we've got to be careful lest we be led astray.
在这个里面呢，他其实他们用的同样的策略，就像蛇用他的诡计引诱夏娃一样，所以呢，我们必须特别的仔细小心，以免我们被他们带偏了。
But he says, now one of the things to remember is this, thatThe credibility of the preacher is very important.
所以他说其中一件事情你们记得，这个一个讲道人的这个信誉是非常重要的。
So verse 4 says, For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel,which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
那第四节说呢，假如有人能传另一个基督，另一个耶稣不是我们所传的，或者你们接受另接受一个灵不是你们所受过的，或者另一个福音不是你们所得过的，你们容忍他也就罢了。
Why is the devil a liar?
为什么魔鬼是个说谎的呢？
Answer, because people believe lies.
答案是因为人们他们愿意相信谎言。
He would never teach lies if he couldn't get some people to believe him.
所以呢，如果没有人那个去相信他的话呢，他永远不会去教导别人谎言。
So the devil comes along and he teaches and preaches lies because so many people will listen to him.
所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，他来教导谎言，他说谎言呢，是因为有太多的人愿意相信他。
So one of the ways we have of determining what is in error is to consider the character of the one who is preaching.
所以呢，其实呢，其中的一件事情，我们来区分呢，他讲的是不是真的呢？就是我们来看看这个讲道人的他的品格。
And if the man who does the preaching is of bad character, then you probably would assume that his message is faulty.
所以呢，如果一个讲道的人呢，他的品格是败坏的呢，所以呢，你可能会就是也认为他所讲的道是错的。
So, when you look at, many false religions in the world today, go back to the founder, and you study the founder to find out whether he was a good man or a bad man.
所以呢，你看看世界上很多其他的宗教呢，你会追溯回去去看看创立这个宗教的人。如果看看这个创立这个宗教的人，他是好人还是坏人
？And so elsewhere, Paul says, The Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation of my gospel, and nowhere, no one is as he was. He is head and shoulders above everyone.
所以这个里面呢，其实使徒保罗在其他地方讲过，就是说我传的是主耶稣基督他创立的这样的一个道，所以呢，没有其他的人呢可以和他比肩的。
And he uses the Bible to establish his credibility. Not just the character of Jesus, but he uses the Bible.
所以呢，当然呢，就是说呢，不光光是主耶稣基督他的品格，同样是圣经，他使用圣经来证明。
There was no man like Jesus. There has never been a book like the Bible. That's why we follow Jesus and the Bible.
所以呢，就是没有一个人可以跟主耶稣基督相比，也没有任何一本书呢可以和圣经相比。这就是为什么我们跟随的主耶稣基督和相信圣经。
But now Paul says, are you going to follow me and what I teach, or are you going to follow the false teachers, the false prophets who will teach you other things than I taught you?
现在现在是这么说呢，你们要呢跟随着我信我的，而不是说去信那些其他的那些假教师和假的那种传道人。
So he says there's a third reason why you would listen to the truth that I teach. Not just Jesus, not just the Bible, but my own character will speak to you.
他说现在呢有第三件东西呢，为什么你们要相信我传道？一个呢是主耶稣基督，第二个圣经，第三个呢就是我自己的品格，我要把这个呢作为给你们传道的一个证据。
So in verse 5 he says, for I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles, even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge, but we have been through many manifest, we have been thoroughly manifest among you in all things.
第五节说呢，他但我想我一点不在那些最大的使徒以下，我的言语虽然粗俗，我知识却不粗俗。这是我们在凡事上在你们中间显明出来的。So
he said, first of all, I want you to know that I'm not really a very good orator.
首先呢，他要让你们知道呢，我不是一个口才很好的人。
And I suppose when you listen to him, sometimes he would say he's hard to understand.
因为我假设呢，如果你去听他说话呢，有时候呢，你觉得很难理解。
You probably would say when you listen to him, it's wonderful, but it's difficult.
所以呢，有时候呢，你可能说呢，听他讲呢是非常很奇妙的，但是呢，有时候也比较难。
But if you tried to argue with him, you'd have a really difficult time.
所以呢，如果你试图和他争论呢，那你就有很艰难的时刻了。If
you got into an argument with the Apostle Paul, do you think you'd win?
所以你如果你和使徒保罗去争论，你认为你会赢吗？
No, he was extremely skillful as an arguer and because he was full of knowledge.
所以呢，他你赢不了他，因为他是一个非常的有经验的一个这样的辩论的人，因为他呢充满了知识。And
the knowledge that he was full of was the knowledge of the Bible. And if you were to challenge him on any points, he would be able to prove that you were wrong.
所以呢，其实他的那个充满的知识呢，是在圣经里那个。如果你试图呢去挑战他的话呢，他就会证明你是错的。Then
he asked the question in verse 7, did I commit sin in abasing myself that you might be exalted because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge?
第七节他问了一个问题，他说：“我因为白白传神的福音给你们，就自居卑微，叫你们高升，这算是我犯罪吗？”
The issue was, if Paul preached, how much should he charge for his message?
所以现在的问题呢，就是使徒保罗讲道呢，他讲一篇道，他要收多少钱呢？
And if the if the message were really valuable, then he should charge more for it.
所以呢，如果这个他传的信息呢很有价值的话，那他应该收费更多。
So, I think the logic, this is a poor example, but I think the logic is, are you going to buy a Ford or are you going to buy a Porsche?
所以呢，现在这是一个不恰当的例子，但是呢，就是现在问题是呢，你是准备买一辆福特车呢，还是准备买一辆保时捷呢？
Well, you would expect if you were going to buy a Ford, you'd have to pay a lot of money for a new Ford. But if you were to buy a new Porsche, you'd have to spend a lot more money for a new Porsche.
所以呢，说呢，如果你要准备买一辆新的福特车，那你会花很多的钱。但是呢，如果你要买一辆新的保时捷的话呢，你会花更多的钱。
And so Paul says, oh, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a car. I will give you a Porsche.
所以那时候保罗说呢，现在呢，我要做的是我给你们一辆车，送你们一辆车，我会送你们一辆保时捷。
And the other man comes along and says, I want to sell you a Ford.
所以呢，另外一个人呢，就过来说，我想卖一辆福特车给你。
Well, you would not automatically, you'd say, well, I don't want to buy a Ford. I would rather, take this Porsche. Paul's going to give me a free Porsche. Why would I want to pay you money for a Ford if Paul gave you, give me a free Porsche?
对的，他说呢，我不想花钱去买你这辆福特车。如果使徒保罗他准备送我一辆新的保时捷，为什么我要花钱去买你的一辆福特呢？
And so the Ford salesman says, the only reason that Paul is offering you a free Porsche is that he knows that there's something very wrong with it. And if it were truly valuable, then he would charge you for it. But because he doesn't charge you, you know that Porsche is of no value at all.
因为这个呢，卖福特的那个销售员呢，他就会跟你说呢，使得保罗他想送给你一辆保时捷的唯一的原因呢，是因为这个保时捷呢，里面有很大的问题，所以这个保时捷呢，对你来说呢，没有任何的用途。如果这个保时捷没有问题的话呢，他会收费的，他会卖给你的。
So among the many lies that the false prophets were preaching,was the simple lie that goes like this. If what Paul was telling you was the truth, he would charge you a lot for it.
所以呢，这里简单的一句说呢，那些很多的假教师呢，他们说呢，就是说呢，如果使徒保罗他向你们所传递的信息是真的有价值的话呢，他会向你们收费的。
But like Paul, we say no.What we teach is the best thing that you can possibly get, and like Paul, we're not going to charge you anything for it.
所以跟使徒保罗一样，我们说呢，我们要教导你们的东西呢，是那个可能的最好的东西，所以呢，因此呢，我们不会向你们收费的。
So he goes on in verse 8 and he says, I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you.And when I was with you and in need, I was a burden to no one. For what was lacking to me, the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied. And in everything, I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself.
所以第八节说呢，我亏负了别的教会，向他们取了工价来给你们效力。我在你们那里缺乏的时候呢，并没有累着你们一个人，因为我缺乏的那从马其顿来的弟兄都补足了。我向来凡事谨守，后来也必谨守，总不至于累着你们。
So he's saying, I'm not going to charge you anything. The gospel is free.And I'm going to give it to you freely. I will not charge you for it.
所以呢，他说呢，现在呢，使徒保罗说，我不会向你们收取任何的费用。福音是免费的，因此呢，我不会向你们收取任何的费用。
He said, I'll take money from others in order to pay for my expenses so that I can preach the gospel to you freely, but I will not charge you for the gospel.
他说呢，我是从其他的人那里呢，拿钱，这样呢，就我就可以自己，就是说是让我自己能够有这样的能力去讲福音和我的保持我的生活。但是呢，我不会向你们收费来传你们的福音。
And he did this in order to keep from becoming a burden to them. Some people might say, if he kept on collecting money, we would like Paul to come to preach to us.But we can't afford to have him come to teach us.
这个呢，如果他一直收费的话呢，他会让那些人呢产生负担。有些人说呢，使徒保罗的讲道讲得太好了，我们想要他来给我们讲道，但是我们却付不起费用。
But then he says there's another reason. Verse 10, as the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me from this boasting.In the regions of Achaia.
因为就是第十节呢，他说这里还有一个原因，既有基督的真理在我里面，就无人能在亚该亚一带的地方阻挡我这自夸。
Why does he boast of this?
为什么要自夸这些东西呢？
Well, in part, he boasts because nobody else can.
就是其中一个原因呢，是因为他自夸，那是因为没有其他的人可以像他这么做。
The false prophets don't do it freely. Paul says, I'll do it freely. But the false prophets will charge you. Paul says, I won't charge you. And I'm boasting, I don't charge you. They can't go without charging you.
所以呢，这个里面的这些假先知呢，他们不可能去讲这些事情。但是呢，是假先知呢。他说呢，使徒保罗说呢，假先知要跟你们讲这些事情，他会收费。我跟你们讲这些呢，我不会收费，所以呢，因此呢，我不收你们的费用。
And then they have another argument, verse 11. They say, Paul says, why? Because I do not love you, God knows.
你这里还有另外一个原因是在第十一节里，他说为什么？是因为我不爱你们吗？神知道。
Some people said, you know, if Paul loved us, he'd take some money from us. But he won't take any money. That means he doesn't love us.
所以有些人说呢，如果使徒保罗爱我们呢，他会从我们这里收取钱。但是他如果不从我们这里收钱呢，说明他不爱我们。
That's kind of dumb, isn't it?
这有点愚蠢，是不是？
It seems strange to say to somebody, I love you. The proof that I love you is that I'm willing to take your money. So to prove that I love you more, you give me more money, please.
就对你就像是这么说，说我爱你，但是呢，怎么证明我爱你呢？我就把你的钱拿走一些。但是如果我拿你的钱拿的越多，那证明我越爱你。
That's what they were saying about Paul.
这就是他们对保罗说的话。
Now I marvel at the reasoning or the lack of reasoning that I find in the machinations of the world or also in the machinations of people from the church.
所以呢，我就是奇怪，我就说呢，想啊，如果说这样的东西呢，其实他们是在世界上他这样的一类的人，还有在教会里有这样的一类的人。
Remember, our God is a God of logic.
所以呢，你要记住，我们的神呢是一位有逻辑的神。
And therefore, if you're going to follow God, you're going to be like Him. You're going to think logically.
所以呢，如果你要准备跟随神的话，顺服神的话，你要像神一样，你也要有逻辑。
Remember, He is the God of science.
大家知道他是科学的神。
He said in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 8, He simply said, Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Our God is a God of the mind.
所以呢，这个呢，大家记得在以赛亚书第一章的第八节里，那个神说呢，主说来我们来辩论。所以呢，我们的神呢，他其实是在有逻辑的一个辩论的头脑。
And many years ago, I was speaking at length with a Jehovah Witness.
所以很多年前呢，我跟那个耶和华见证人的一些人在说话。
And he was explaining things to me.
所以他跟我呢在解释一些东西。
He told me that he was studying chemistry at the University of British Columbia.
他说呢他其实是在 UBC 大学学化学的。
And I had to say to him, I'm going to tell you right now, if you use the same kind of logic in chemistry as you are using with me now, you will fail your courses.
所以呢他说呢我现在必须告诉你如果你用你的那个就是说是就是去学化学的这样一个逻辑呢来跟我说话的话呢你就会不及格。
God is logical.
真是因为有逻辑的。
And ultimately, the people who are teaching the false gospel rather than the true gospel, they will not be logical.
所以呢其实呢最终的那些传递那个假的福音的而不是传递真福音的人呢最后他们都会失去逻辑。
And I told you before the story about the man who I spoke to a few years ago. He was interested in eagles. He said he was an eagle scientist.
今天我跟大家讲过一个事情，很多年前一个人呢，他跟我讲呢，他对那个鹰呢非常感兴趣，他是研究鹰的科学家。
He boasted in his logic.
所以呢，他在吹嘘他的逻辑。
So I said to him, do you believe in evolution?
我跟他说，那你相信进化论吗？
He said, of course I do.
他当然相信了。
I said, well, you're a scientist. The mathematicians in the world have shown that evolution is absolutely impossible from the point of view of the laws of probability. Evolution is impossible.
所以呢我说呢你是科学家那是呢那么说呢那些数学家他们用那种概率的那种方式去统计证明呢进化论是基本上不可能的。
I said the mathematicians have proven that.
我说呢数学家呢已经证明了那一点。
And I told you what his answer was. It's simply this. He said, that's the trouble with mathematicians.All they're interested in is numbers.
所以他说这就是数学家他们的问题因为他们所有关注的只是数字。
Is that a logical answer?
这是一个逻辑性的回答吗?
Is it a totally irrelevant answer?
这是一个完完全全的不相关的答案吗?
Of course it's totally irrelevant. Doesn't make any sense at all.But he's happy to use it, just like this argument here. If you love me, you would.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，其实完完全全这个是没有任何的相关的，完全没有逻辑，没有道理。这就是这些人在这里面使用的这样的逻辑去说，如果你爱我。
Sorry, the logic is, if I loved you,I would be happy to take more of your money.
这个逻辑就是呢，如果我爱你，我会拿起你更多的钱。
That is not logical.
这个并不也没有任何的逻辑。
All right, let's see what else he says.
我们看看什么其他的东西他说的。
He says, verse 12, but what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast.
第十二节说呢，我现在所做的，后来还要做，为要断绝那些寻找机会之人的机会，使他们在所夸的事上也不够与我们一样。
So the other lie they're telling is this. They're saying, we're just as good as Paul is.
那些说谎的人呢他也这么说他说我们是跟使徒保罗一样好。
Okay, it's like me saying, I'm just as strong as that weightlifter who I was riding with in the car.
所以呢就像这个就跟我说我跟那个我车里的那个举重运动员一样的强壮一样。
All right.So, verse 13 says, for these people are false apostles. they are deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ.
第三节说，那等人是假使徒，显示诡诈，变作基督使徒的模样。
And there are many out there who will say, we are teachers of Christ, you listen to us.
所以在世界上有很多那样的人呢，他说我们是基督的教，基督的教师，所以听我们的。
They're saying that they are apostles of Christ. Why would they say it?
所以他们说他们自己是基督的使徒，为什么他们要这样说呢？
So they're transforming themselves into that image. They're putting on an overcoat which makes them look like servants of Christ.
所以他们装作基督的模样，装作基督的模样呢，他们使自己披着一个外衣，外衣呢看起来像是基督的使徒。
And just in that light, then verse 14, they say, no wonder Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
在第十四节的另外一句话就说，这也不足奇怪了，因为连撒旦也变成光明的天使。
Is Satan an angel of light?
你的是那个天使的光明的天使？
And the answer is, of course not. He's the prince of darkness.
所以呢，当然撒旦不是光明的天使，他是那个黑暗的天使。
But if you were to meet him on the street, he would be dressed up in such a way, and he would talk in such a way that he would basically say, I am an angel of light, you'd better follow me.
所以你如果在街上碰到撒旦呢，就是呢，他会装作是那个光明天使的样子。他说呢，我是光明的天使，所以你最好呢，你听我的，你跟随我。
Verse 15, therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
第五节说，所以他的仆人若变作公义的仆人，也不算什么大事，他们的结局必然照着他们的作为。
And so, Paul is saying, the end of these men is going to be, their works will bring about the end. And you'll know what they are when you see their end.
因为这个里面呢，其实使徒保罗说呢，他们的作为，最终他们的结局和作为呢，就知道他们是一个什么样的人。你想知道这些人是什么样的一个人，你看看他的结局，你就知道了。
So verse 16, I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little.
第十六节继续说，我再说，人不可把我看作愚妄人，纵然如此，也要把我当作愚妄人接纳，叫我可以略略自夸。
So he's saying, people think that I'm a fool. And they shouldn't think that I'm a fool, but at least even if I am a fool, listen to me long enough to let me talk to you.
因为他说人们呢，通常呢把我看作是一个愚妄人，我不喜欢他们把我看作愚妄人，但就算他们把我看作愚妄人呢，就是你花点时间来听我去讲点事情。
He says, I'm going to tell you some things about me. But he said, I'm not doing this because the Lord told me to. I'm doing this in order so that you will understand me and you will understand the difference between truth and error.
他说，所以呢，我要跟你们讲点事情。下面呢，我要跟你讲点事情。讲点这些事情呢，并不是说主让我去这么说的。其实我要讲这件事情呢，是要告诉你们，让你们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
All right, so, verse 18 says, seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast.
第18节说呢，既有好些人凭着血气自夸，我也要自夸了。
When people come to you with an error, why do they or how do they establish their credibility?
所以呢，让一个人呢告诉你一些错误，那么他们怎样呢去建立他们的信誉呢？
Well, they very frequently tell you how great they are. They will tell you what big things they've done. They will tell you how God has used them. They will boast to get you to listen to them. Oh, you better listen to that man. He is really good. He's done this. He's done that.
所以呢，他也大概呢，他也告诉你他是个多么伟大的人物，然后呢，他在过去他做那些什么事情，然后呢，神是怎么用你啊，怎么去利使用他的。所以呢，他说，因为他这有这样的一些好事呢，哦，这么这样一个伟大的人，你们最好听他去讲。
But now he's saying, I understand you, Corinthians, and I understand you because you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise.
因为他说呢，我知道你们哥林多人，因为你们既是精明人，就甘心忍耐于妄人。So
here's the question. If you were really wise, then would you listen to fools?
现在这是一个问题，如果你是真的很精明的人，你愿意去听一个傻子说的话吗？
No, the answer is, but if you thought you were wise, you would listen to fools. You think you got it all together, you'll listen to fools. But if you're really wise, you wouldn't.
所以呢，这个呢，他说的不是这样的。如果你认为你是个精明人呢，那你就会去甘心听愚妄人所说的话。所以呢，你要听愚妄人所说话，你就不是个精明人。
And he says the problem is with you Corinthians, you think you're wise. And so people come along to you. Verse 20, you put up with it if someone brings you into bondage, if someone devours you, if someone takes from you, if someone exalts himself over you, if one strikes you on the face.
所以这个里面的使徒保罗说，那你们认为你们自己是精明人，是有智慧的。所以第二节说呢，假如有人拿你们做奴仆，会侵吞你们，会掳掠你们，会高抬自己，会打你们的脸，你们都能忍耐他。All
of which says, don't be a follower of men. Don't listen to men. Listen to the word of God. Don't just follow men because they say things. Don't follow them because I am the truth of God. Give me more money.
所以这个里面呢，他说呢，你们不要跟随人，不要跟随去听人说，你们所以要听的要跟随的是神的话。所以呢，你们不要跟随一个人，他去说谎的。这个人呢，他说呢，啊，我会告诉你一些东西，你给我更多的钱。
Verse 21, he says, to our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatsoever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also.
第二一节说呢，我说这话羞辱自己，好像我们从前是软弱的。然而人在任何事上勇敢，我也勇敢。
So after this very long introduction, he's going to tell them what kind of a person he really is. He says, the other guys will tell you how good they are. Let me tell you about myself.
所以这个里面呢，在这一个很长的前奏以后呢，他说呢，我现在要开始告诉你我是一个什么样的人。那么说呢，其他的人告诉你们他真的是多好的人。那么现在呢，我要告诉一点点关于我自己的。
So these false teachers came along and they said, you'd better listen to us because, you know, we're Hebrews. We're not just Gentiles like you Corinthians. We're Hebrews. We knew all about the truth of God all the way back from Adam and Noah and Moses, Abraham. We know all that.
对假教师来说呢，你们最好来听我们讲。 听我们讲呢，因为我们是希伯来人，不像你们哥林多人是外邦人，所以呢，我们知道所有的关于圣经的，我们可以追溯回去到那个亚当、到摩西、到以撒，还有所有的这样的人，我们都了解。所以你最好听我们说。
So Paul says, they're going to tell you they're Hebrews. I'm a Hebrew too.
所以呢，是他说呢，他们准备告诉你他们是希伯来人，我也是希伯来人。
He said, are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I.
第22节说，他们是希伯来人吗？我也是。他们是以色列人吗？我也是。他们是亚伯拉罕的种子吗？我也是。
So Paul says, don't just listen to them because they say they're Jewish. I'm Jewish.
今天使徒保罗说呢，不要去听他们，因为他们说他们是犹太人，因为我也是犹太人。
Then they say, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often.
623就说他们是基督的仆人吗？我向愚妄人说句话，我更是。我比他们多劳苦，多下艰难，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是常有。
They say, well, I'm a servant of Christ, and I follow Christ. And Paul says, that's very interesting. And then he says, I want you to know that as you pretend to follow Christ, I have followed Christ more.
所以这个里面呢，他说这些人呢说他们是基督的仆人，他们跟随基督，这个是很好的。所以呢，我现在说呢，你们是在你们假装跟着基督的时候，你们假装是基督仆人说呢，他说我现在跟你们说句话，我更是基督的仆人。
And now he's going to go on and list his credibilities.
然后呢，在后面呢要去讲一下他的这样的一些信誉。
And they put to shame.
他们把
the false prophets, they put to shame an awful lot of the true prophets as well.
所以他们呢，给让那些真正的先知蒙羞。
They say, in he says, I was in labors more abundant. Paul worked harder for the work of God than any other man alive at his time.
因为使徒保罗说我比他们多劳苦，所以在使徒保罗他活着的那个年代呢，他比任何人更加的辛苦去服侍主。
He says in stripes above measure.
所以呢，他讲的是呢，我们呢，就所有的这个东西呢，超过了你能够想象的。
Okay, I think what he means is that when you get beaten,Sometimes the lash comes down so bad it lays a stripe on you.
因为他说呢，其实呢，他这个受鞭打呢，就是有时候人家鞭打呢，打得过重呢，在他身上留下了鞭痕。
If that happened to you once, do you think you'd remember it?
所以这个如果在你身上发生过一次，你会记得它吗
？Yeah, you'd say that hurt something fierce.
比如说、那个打得太痛。
If it happened to you twice, would you remember it?
如果你被鞭打两次，你会记住吗
？If it happened to you 500 times, would you be sure it was 500 and not 496?
所以呢，如果你被鞭打个500次，你会记得是500次而不是496次吗
？He said, "It happened to me so often I couldn't measure it, even if I had wanted to."I got probably when he was unconscious, he got beaten again and again and again and again.
我其实被鞭打呢，就是这个次数太多了，我都数不过来，数不过来呢。有时候呢，有可能是他被打晕过去了，晕过去了呢，他在挨打的时候，他根本就不知道别人还在打他。
Who are you going to listen to? And listen to the man who's lived it and suffered for it.
所以你会听谁的？是听这个为呢？这个他去受苦的人吗
？In prisons more frequently.
所以呢，就是他多下监牢。
Okay, how often have you been to prison because you believed in Jesus?
所以呢，你有的多经常的下的监狱，是因为你被鞭打。
And these people who were trying to lead the Corinthians astray, they couldn't say, I've been in prison often because I was preaching the truth of Judaism.
所以这个呢，这些人呢，他们试图把那哥林多人带偏了，所以呢，他们不可能说他们为了这样的事情去下监狱。
And they couldn't say, I've been in prison more often because I preached the truth of Christ.
不能这样去说，他们说不出来说他们因为去传基督的那个真理的话呢，他们被下到监狱里去了。
And then he says at the end of verse 23, in deaths often.
然后在第二三节的结尾说呢, 貌似是常有的。
What would that mean?
这个是什么意思呢?
Well, you remember the time that he was taken out of the city and left at the side of the road for dead.
现在大家也记得有一次呢,他被从城中扔出去, 放在那个路边等死。
He wasn't dead, but the people who were responsible for trying to kill him, they thought he was dead.
所以当时呢,他并没有死, 但是那些呢,负责杀他的人呢,以为他死了。
So instead of fighting him more, they left him at the side of the road as dead. They said, come on guys, he's dead, let's get out of here.
现在他们并没有就是说继续的去打他, 他们就把他放在那边说, 这个人已经死了, 我们走吧。
So he says, I was left for dead. And then he puts down the little word, often.
但是呢, 我冒死呢, 然后再加一个词是常有的。
Would you listen to a man like that?
你会听这样一个人说话吗?
Yeah. Did he really believe what he taught? Yep.
他其实真的相信他所教导的东西吗? 是的。
Does he have the credibility to substantiate that he believed it?
他有这样的资格去那个支持他所相信的东西吗?
He says five times, sorry, from the Jews, verse 24. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one.
第二世纪说呢,被犹太人鞭打五次, 每次40减去一下。
Now the Jews had a law. And the Jewish law was, if you're going to beat a man, you can hit him and create stripes, but you can only put the whip on him for 39 times. You can never get to 40 or beyond 40 because you might kill him.
所以这个呢,犹太人他们其实有一个律法,如果你去鞭打一个人呢,你可以一直鞭打他,鞭打他,但是呢,你鞭打的最多的次数呢,不能超过40次,如果呢,你超过40次,你可能打死他。So
five times that happened to him.
所以这个事情发生了五次。
How many stripes would that be?
他那挨了多少鞭呢? That
would be 235, wouldn't it?
意思235,是不是?
Now what did he say earlier?
为什么早不说呢?
He said stripes above measure.
他说那个就是说那个无法计,无计其数的鞭打。
So he could count to 235. It's just those above that that happened to him that he wasn't able to count.
现在他现在讲,但是他就是五次,说这样鞭打,但是呢,其实呢,他说的鞭打更多次,那其他的在那上面的,他自己已经无计其数了。
Do you think the Apostle Paul believed what he wrote?
你相信使徒保罗他写的东西,他相信吗?
He said some pretty strong things in the Bible, not just to the Corinthians. He said some very important things to all the other people. Do you think he might have believed it?
现在他说那些很重的话,不光光是跟那个哥林多人说的,也跟其他的世界上人说的,你认为他相信他所说过的吗?
And the answer is, of course, he believed it.
这当然呢,答案是他当然相信这些。
All right. Verse 26. He says, in journeys often.
第26节说呢,愿你自行远路。
What is more convenient? To be traveling or to stay at home?
现在哪一个更方便呢,是去旅行呢,还是待在家里?
Well, traveling in those days was pretty disruptive.
所以呢,在那个年代呢,就是说去旅行呢,是非常不方便的。
It can be a problem even today, but far worse in those days.
今天呢,也有可能是一些问题,但在那个时代呢,是非常的糟糕的。
So, in those days, you wanted a good vacation, you didn't go away for a trip, you stayed at home.
所以在那个时代呢,如果你要是去度假呢,你并不是离开你的家,而是待在家。
So where am I? I missed verse 25, didn't I?
Yeah. You missed verse 25.
That's right, I did. It says, three times I was beaten with rods.
第二十五节说呢,被棍打了三次。
So, if you were to be beaten with a whip, would that hurt?
今天你如果被一个鞭子打,痛吗?
And the answer is yes, it would hurt. It would probably take a strip of your flesh off. It would rip your flesh.
现在这个呢,当然的,它有可能会把你的那个皮啊,肉都带出来,它会把它打出来。
But if you were beaten with a rod, what would happen?
如果你被一个棍打,那又会怎么样?
Probably it would break or fracture or chip a bone.
所以呢,有可能呢,打断或者打裂或者打碎一根骨头。
Do you think that would hurt?
你认为那个痛不痛?
Three times, he says, I was beaten with rods.
所以在这里说呢,他被棍打了三次。
He said, once I was stoned.
但我还被石头打了一次。
Have you ever been stoned?
你有没有被石头砸过?
When I was a boy, when the snow came, we used to periodically play snowballs.
所以当我还是个小男孩的时候呢,下雪的时候呢,我们会用雪球打雪仗。
And we would throw snowballs at one another.
我们会用雪球呢,互相的砸。
Sometimes when it was thawing, the snow would be filled with a lot of water.
所以呢,有时候呢,那个雪呢,里面呢,也充满了水。
And when you get hit with a snowball made with a heavily watered snow, it almost feels like being hit with a block of ice.
现在这个如果你的一个雪球里面的多的充满的水,你被打中的话,就像是被一个冰球打中。And
frankly, sometimes it hurt.
所以坦率说有时候很痛。Now,
what would happen if you were stoned? And when you're stoned, of course, they throw stones at you. One stone hits you in the arm, and it hurts.
所以呢,如果你被石头砸,会怎么样呢? 有时候呢,人家扔个一块石头砸在你的手臂上,你会说这很痛。
Another stone might hit you in the leg, and it might break and fracture part of your bone.
所以呢,这个另外一个石头呢,砸中了你的腿,这样呢,有可能让你的骨头呢被打断。Another
stone might hit you in the head, and it might really hurt.
所以呢,还有一块石头呢,可能砸中你的头,这个呢,就是非常痛。I
suppose if a stone hits you in the nose, it would break your nose.
所以呢,我就想象一个石头呢,如果砸中你的鼻子,会把你的鼻子打破。
Sooner or later, a stone would hit you maybe in the side of your temple and knock you out.
所以呢,迟迟早早,有块石头呢,会砸中你的太阳穴,这样会把你打死。
After you've been stoned, how do you feel?
所以你要被石头砸,你会有什么感觉?
Well, you and I can't imagine that.
我认为你想象不出来那什么样子。
Paul was stoned. And he says, Three times I was shipwrecked.
石头把我被石头打了,就是,接着说呢,遇到船坏三次。
Okay, so if you're like me, you say, now Paul, when are we going to get to the end of this story?
所以你如果跟我说呢,像我一样说,保罗,你这样的故事什么时候结束啊?
Three times he was shipwrecked.
他的船坏了三次。
Would that be scary?
这个是不是很可怕呢?
We read about one of the times he was shipwrecked, just one, and they went for days without eating and days without seeing the sun or stars, didn't know where they were, afraid of being shipwrecked for 2 weeks, and then finally they were shipwrecked. Do you think those were fun 2 weeks?
因为你知道呢，有一次呢，我们堵到呢，他的船呢就在里面坏了，坏了，他们也没东西吃，他们也看不到天上的星星去定他们的位，所以呢，这他们在那里其实待了两个星期，因为这两个星期是很好玩的嘛。
You can imagine, being shipwrecked, and you don't know whether you're going to live or die, whether you're going to drown, you don't know whether, a bad fish is going to come and get you.You don't know whether some bad people are going to come and get you. What a terrible thing.
你是在那个船坏的在海难中间的其实是很可怕一件事情。你不知道你是生还是死。你不知道会不会是有那些鱼来把你给吃了。也是不是还知道有坏人来把你抓去。
He says, a day and a night I've been in the deep. He gets shipwrecked and sometimes when he was in Malta, he was shipwrecked and probably took him 5 minutes to get from the boat to shore. In this instance, he's shipwrecked and he spends a day and a night just treading water.
这个里面呢，一昼一夜在深海里。实际上呢，其中有一次海难呢，他大概呢就是说呢，只花了5分钟就坐在那个小舟上去到了岸边。但这一次的海难呢，实际上他是在海里泡了一昼一夜。
You think he got cold?
你认为他感觉冷吗
？You think he got tired?
你认为他疲劳吗
？You think he got hungry?
你认为他饥饿吗？
Do you think he got discouraged?
你认为他灰心吗
？Absolutely amazing.
这绝对是神奇的。
Verse 26, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
第二日就是说又长行远路遭江河的危险盗贼的危险同族的危险万邦人的危险城里的危险旷野的危险海中的危险假弟兄的危险。
Okay, so did you count the number of times the word perils appears in that verse?
你呢有没有数过在这一节经文里的这个危险出现了几次呢
Pretty scary stuff, perils.
危险是非常令人害怕的一件事情。
I did a quick count, I may be wrong. I think there are 8 there.
因为我很快的数了一下也许我数的不对。我认为有5次出现。
For the Bible student is, what is the perfect number? What is the number of completeness?
所以呢，对于学圣经的人来说呢，一个完美的数据是什么？就是说，完美的数字，就是一个完成的数字是什么呢
？7.
The answer is 7.
答案是7。
So why is the number here 8?
所以，那么这里的数字为什么是8呢
？Because it's more than the complete number.
所以呢，比那个完成的数字还要多。
Wouldn't matter how you look at it. It's one more than complete. It's one more than sufficient. It's one more than terrible.
所以呢，你不管怎么数，你不管怎么看，总有多一个的危险，总有多一个的这样的出现的情况。
The third line is in perils of robbers. When you're journeying in those days, what did you expect?
因为这里讲的是盗贼的危险。如果你在那个时代去旅行，你认为你会碰到什么
？You'd expect as you were traveling, riding along the road, that you'd come to a turn in the road, and the robbers would be there, and they would take everything you've got.
因为如果你在路上旅行的时候，你走到一个地方呢，那个强盗在那里，强盗在那里呢，他会拦着你，把你所有的一切都抢走。
So he was afraid when he was traveling.
所以当他旅行的时候，他实际上很害怕。
He was afraid when he was traveling by boat that he would be attacked or by pirates or that he would sink by a storm.
因为其实上他在海上旅行时他也非常害怕，他害怕被那个海盗抢劫，也害怕遇到暴风雨长墙。
When he was traveling in his own country, he was afraid of his own countrymen.
因为他在自己的国家呢，就旅行的时候呢，他也害怕他的自己国家的人。
When he was traveling in other countries, in Gentile countries, he was afraid that the Gentiles would attack him.
因为他在另外的外邦里的旅行的时候，他也害怕那个外邦人呢也袭击他。
When he was in the city, he was afraid that the people in the city would attack him.
因为在城市里的时候呢，他也害怕城市里的人呢会袭击他。
When he was out in the wilderness, he was afraid that the wild beasts might attack him.
因为他在旷野里呢，他也害怕那些野兽呢，也许会攻击他。
When he was in the ocean, he was afraid that the ship might sink.
因为在海中的时候呢，他就是害怕那个船会沉。
And he was, when he was in the church, he was afraid that the false brethren in the church, these false teachers, would attack him even in the church. He wasn't even happy at peace when he went to church with the other Christians because he was afraid they would attack him.
实际上呢，他在那个教会的时候呢，他也害怕，他害怕那里有假教师和假弟兄。其实呢，就算他自己去到教会里的时候，他心里都不安宁，因为他害怕那些假弟兄呢会袭击他。
Why do we believe the writings of the Apostle Paul?
我们为什么要去相信使徒保罗写的东西呢？
Well, we believe them because he lived them.
我们相信他是因为他活出来了。
He lived the truth he preached.
所以他活出了他去传的那样的真理。
We have a phrase in English, I don't know how it translates into Chinese, but it goes like this.
所以他们有一句话呢，在英语里面，他不知道怎么样可以翻译成中文，是这样说的。
He put his money where his mouth is.
所以呢，他把他的把他的钱放在他他的嘴在的地方。
He didn't just talk it.
所以他不是只是说说说而已。
He supported everything he said with all of his being, all of his money, all of his talent, all of his sufferings, all of his life. He believed what he taught.
所以呢，他把他为此呢献出一切。他的所有的金钱财宝，他所有的他的特长，他自己有的这样的能力，他相信他教导的东西，所以他愿意把他一切的奉献这个他教导的东西。
I told you the story, I believe, about the funeral of my father.
所以呢，我告诉你们一个事情，就是说在我爸爸的葬礼上。
And among those in attendance at that funeral were some relatives of my father. Some of his brothers and some of his sisters were there, and some of his nieces and nephews were there.
因为这个里面呢，其实呢，这个时候我爸爸的葬礼的时候呢，有些其他的一些除了其他人啊，有些他的亲戚也在那里，他的一些姐妹呢也在那里，他的一些外甥也在那里。
There were many who spoke on behalf of my father that day.
因为在那个里面呢，很多人呢，就是为了我的父亲，站在我父亲立场上说话。
And Norma and I took part in the service in that, among other things, we sang, for the glory of God and in honor of my father.
现在在我跟诺曼那个时候呢，在接待他们，在葬礼中间呢，我们在唱神的荣耀，也唱我们父亲的荣誉。
One of my cousins came to me afterwards and said to me, "You know what I learned today?" She said, "I learned you really believe what your father believed."You believe the Bible, don't you?
因为在那个结束的时候呢，我的其中的一个表弟或者表妹，这个表亲呢，他过来跟我说呢，他你知道今天我学到的一件事情，就是你真的是相信你父亲所相信的东西，你相信圣经是吗？
And the reason she knew that we believed it was because of the nature of the funeral and our willingness and boldness to be part of it.
所以呢，其实呢，在他相信我们相信的原因呢，是因为其实呢，我们所相信的东西呢，实际上是我们放胆的去把它放在这个葬礼中间的，成为一部分。
No, I couldn't say to her, "Yes, Doris, I believe it." And you know that I've been shipwrecked 3 times, and you know that I've been left for dead 3 times at the side of the road.And you know that I've been beaten up with rods and beaten. I couldn't say any of that.
当时呢，我就还不能说我真的是相信，因为我不能像使徒保罗那样说呢，我被放在路边等死3次，我被棍子打了3次，我船呢坏了3次，我说不出来，我没有那样的经历。
She was convinced just because I was prepared to sing on behalf of my father and my God.
因为他相信这个呢，是仅仅是因为我在愿意站在我父亲和我信的神的立场上唱歌。
If you met the Apostle Paul, would you believe him?
如果你碰到使徒保罗，你会相信他吗？
Well, you'd know he believes it.He had real credibility. Hallelujah.
所以呢，你认为你知道他相信他，因为他有足够的资格，真的资格来这么说。Hallelujah.
But he's not finished. Verse 27.
所以第二节还没结束呢。
In weariness and toil. Yeah, he got tired.
一生劳碌，是的，他很疲惫。
In sleeplessness often.
所以呢，多次不得睡。
Sometimes I go to bed at night, I don't have a good night's sleep.
有时候呢，晚上呢，我上床呢，我都睡不好。
How do you think he would sleep if he had half a dozen broken bones?
所以呢，如果他因为他有6根骨头被打断了，他怎么睡觉？
In sleeplessness often.
所以呢，多次不得睡。
In hunger and thirst.You can imagine that happened often.
又饥又渴，你可以想象这个在他身上经常发生。
How do you buy lunch if you've just been robbed?
所以呢，如果你被抢劫了，你怎么去买午餐吃呢？
In fastings often.
也常常进食。
All the other ailments were inflicted upon him by others, but this was aself-inflicted discomfort. He said, I'm not going to eat. I'll get hungry, but I'm not going to eat. I want to serve the Lord. What a wonderful man.
这里面的很多的其他的因素呢，都是有别人带给他的那样的不舒服。那么这一次呢，他是他自己给自己带来的不舒服。为什么呢？他说他要进食，他不准备吃饭，那是他要去服侍主，真多吗？伟大的一个人。
In cold and nakedness.
受寒冷，赤身露体。
Why would he say that?
他为什么这么说呢？
Well, answer, not enough clothes.
答案是他没有足够的衣服穿。
Not enough warmth in his bedroom.
现在在他的睡房里没有，也并不暖和。
Not enough blankets.
因为并没有足够的毯子。
And then verse 28, beside the other things.
所以第28节说呢，除了这些外面的事。
Okay, Paul, what are the other things?
所以呢，Paul，使徒保罗还有其他的事情吗？
And I think if you'd ask him, Paul would say, well, it's true, that was a pretty short list. If you want the long list, just sit down, I'll tell you some more.
所以呢，我就认为使徒保罗说呢，是啊，这是一个很只是这列表中的一点点事情。如果你想知道更多事情呢，你坐下来，我会告诉你更多的。
And then he says, "What comes to me daily, my deep concern for all the churches."
他说呢，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
Well, you say that's pretty heavy.
你说呢，这个负担太重了。
We go to prayer meetings on Tuesday night. I hope you're going to join us tonight.
因为我们经常参加一个祷告会，我希望大家今天晚上能够加入我们的祷告会。
What do we do? Well, we listen to prayer requests and we pray for one another.
因为我们做什么呢？我们听就是别人的祷告请求，然后互相祷告。
Now, very often, when the prayer requests come up, I say, well, that's very interesting. I'll pray for that. And then sometimes I say, but I guess I'm not too concerned because it's not my problem.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们听到祷告的请求呢，我们说这个非常有意思，我们愿意因为这个事情祷告。但有时候说呢，这个其实根本就不是我的问题，我也不想去管。
Paul says all the problems and all the churches are my concern.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，所有的问题，所有的教会都是我关心的问题。
I guess I've got another problem.I don't always remember all the problems. As a matter of fact, I don't know about most of the problems. And those I do know about, I don't always remember.
因为就是我认为我自己有一个问题。有一个问题呢，其实呢，我不知道我还有很多更多的问题。就算呢，我知道我有问题，但是呢，通常呢，我也记不住我有的那些问题。
Paul says, I remember.And they're all my problem. And then he says, they come on me every day.
因此他说我记得那所有的都是我的问题，所以他们每天都到我这里来。
So you say, Paul, when do you get a day off?
你说保罗，你什么时候休一天假？
Paul says, no, I don't get a day off.
因此他说不，我从来不休假。
For verse 29, who is weak? And I'm not weak.
第二节就说有谁软弱呢？我不软弱呢。
Who is made to stumble? And I do not burn with indignation.
有谁跌倒？我不焦急呢。
You know, it's true. Some people do stumble. Some people stumble because other people cause them to stumble.
这个也是个事实，有些人呢真的跌倒，有些人跌倒呢是别人呢让他跌倒。
Paul says, I know about that, and I want you to know, it doesn't just keep them awake at night, keeps me awake at night too. I pray about that. I worry about that. I get weak as I understand it. I get grieved as I realize what's happening.
但是把那时候我知道呢，就是那一天晚上呢，他也让我睡不着，尽管是你们睡不着，但是我知道这个时候呢，我知道这样的问题呢，我都会去关心这样的问题。我在因为关心到一种情况呢，我变得软弱，变得虚弱，而且我变得叹息痛苦。
So as you read through Paul's epistles now, are you going to have more respect for the man?
如果你读到目前为止读到使徒保罗书信，你会更加的尊重这个人吗？
It's true. I've lived through my life long enough to hear people who say of the apostle Paul, well, he didn't really like this. He was wrong with that. And they ridiculed the apostle Paul.
其实你像我如果活这么久的话呢，我就是说看到呢很多人呢，他们就指责那个保罗，他说这个不对那个不对那个事情不对。
Don't ridicule the teaching of the apostle Paul. He lived it.
所以你不要去指责使徒保罗他所教导真理，因为他把他活出来。
The people that I heard criticize him, I look at them,They never lived a life like this.
因为那些我听到个批判的那些人呢，他们从来没有活出一个像这样的人生。
We should be very slow to criticize.
我们要尽量的慢慢的去批评。
We should be full of sympathy for those who've given themselves to the work of God.
因为我们其实呢要非常的尊重去那些把他的工作为神去做工的那样的人。
Well, maybe that's where we should leave our studies today. We'll get into verse 30 and what follows later. I think if you're like me, you're sort of overwhelmed by it all. And you say, how could anybody be so devoted to the Lord?
因为我认为今天呢，我们就应该停在这一节经文上的。第一节经文上的，如果你，我认为今天呢，这个我们读到的已经足够了。如果你像我读到这时候呢，我通常呢感到呢，也被完全被这件事情震惊压倒了。也这样有怎么有这样的一个人完全把自己奉献给主呢？
You remember when the apostle was first converted on the road to Emmaus, that the Lord said to Ananias about him, I will show him what things he must suffer for my sake.
你知道吗？当时的保罗他刚刚那个得救的时候，在去大马士革的路上的时候呢，就是那个主跟安拉奈斯说呢，你要去告诉他，他将来在他的人生中，他要是受到的那样的苦难。
Did the Lord fail to fulfill that promise?
因为那个主呢，他没有去遵守他的那样的承诺吗
？No, he suffered for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
并没有，他因为为了主耶稣基督的缘故，他受苦。
And did Paul say, "I wish this had never happened to me"?
因为那个使徒保罗说呢，我希望这些事情永远不要发生在我身上吗
？No.
没有。
He said, "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished my course."
所以他说呢，我打过那美好的仗，我呢。完成了我的比赛，我呢，做好了我的，成熟了我的道。
He said, I haven't already attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind. I strive for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
他在另外一个圣经上说呢，他说呢，我要忘记过去的事情，我要呢，去照着那个神主耶稣基督给我的最高的呼召往前走。
Do you think he deserved the prize?
你认为他配得那样的奖品吗
？Do you think he got the prize?
你认为他得到了那样的奖品吗
？Amen. Okay, and so what are you and I going to do?
当然得到了，那你我应该怎么做呢
？Among other things, I think we're going to quit complaining.
所以呢，除了其他事情以外，我们认为呢，我认为我们很快要停止抱怨。
I've never been like that. What have I got to complain about?
因为从来没像使徒保罗那样，那我有什么可抱怨的
？I had a good lunch. I'm expecting to have a good supper.
所以呢，我吃了很好的一个午餐呢，我也知道我很快有一个很好的晚餐。
What a wonderful man！
这是多么奇妙的一个人。
Why was Paul a wonderful man？
所以呢，使徒保罗说是一个奇妙的人。
Because he had a wonderful Savior。
因为呢，使徒保罗他有一个奇妙的救主。
Absolutely marvelous。
就是绝对的奇妙的。
Okay, well, that's our studies for today. By the grace of God, we'll carry on next week. If you're able, we'll see you tonight, and we're going to pray that the Lord will make us men and women like the Apostle Paul.
这就是我们今天的课程学到这里。那借着神的恩典呢，我们下个星期会继续。如果说呢，也可以今天晚上呢，就是来参加祷告会。但是我们要祷告呢，让主把我们变成一个像使徒保罗这样的人。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're not just humbled by what we've read. We're overwhelmed by what we've read.
所以主要我们不仅仅是在我们读到的时候呢，让我们谦卑，而且我们真的是感到震惊。
And among other things, Lord, we pray that you will preserve us from false prophets.
在其他事情之外呢，我们祷告主啊，您让我们呢远离那样的假教师。
And Lord, we pray that each of us might live lives so that it is obvious to those around us that we really do believe the truths that we find in the Bible.
因为主啊，就是您呢，让我们去活出来我们所相信的东西，这样呢，就是在我们周围的人呢，他们能够看到我们真的是相信我们相信圣经里的东西。
So lead us now and keep us.And use us for your glory as you used the Apostle Paul.
所以呢，求您呢领导我们，我们祷告呢就是使用我们，为了您的荣耀，就像您使用使徒保罗一样。
And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake.
我们祈求这些呢，是为了基督的缘故，也奉基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless us and continue to bless us.